You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith.
My first year in seminary, the president did a sermon series on Timothy. I still remembered a couple things from it. One, he made a big deal about Timothy not being for the ministers, but for the laity too. All right, duh. Two, I think he was foreshadowing what was to come. It was the last series he preached before he retired. There are some awesome goodbyes in the Bible. There is Aaron and Moses departing in number 6. Remember that? We just did it tonight. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. There's John 14, when Jesus tells the disciples not to be troubled, but that he is going to his Father's house and they know the way. And of course, we have tonight's scripture, as Paul writes his final letter to his protege, Timothy. Now, Paul is basically on his deathbed, or more apropos, the chopping block. He knows his time on earth is almost done. Timothy was this young, awesome guy who was the first to be born and raised in the Christian faith, and he had shadowed Paul in ministry for years. And while Paul was in prison, he was still working as an evangelist. Now, evangelist then is not exactly evangelist now. Evangelists then were people typically without a post. They were moving around and sharing the good news. They were more like Wesley's circuit riders. They were forever on assignment. Now, Timothy is looking at a time without Paul, his teacher. I can only assume Paul realizes the fear and sadness Timothy has envisioning what ministry might look like without him. And so he writes these final words as guidance, things to keep in his treasure box, if you will. Preach. Proclaim the message, he says. Share the message of the gospel. Over time, most of the theologians I have read and resonated with have all said this in one way or another. Wesley was telling people to preach faith till you have it and then preach it all the more. And he had said in his writings that preaching and that visiting the sick were the most important gifts you can have. Everyone, as a disciple of Christ, has the power to proclaim the message. And so Paul tells his protege, preach. Keep preaching. He then tells him to engage with people. Convince, rebuke, and encourage. Don't let people misinterpret your gospel or belittle it. Convince people of the gospel power through your actions. Get to know them. Love them. Don't treat them as people afar, but pull them close and know them as you know God. And here's the big kicker, as Paul says, keep on keeping on. Endure the suffering, carry out ministry fully. Now, as I sat down to write my final sermon series with you, I came back to Timothy. Like Paul, I know my time with you is short. There are a multitude of things I hope you remember from our time together in worship and play over the last 8 years, things you have stored in your spiritual treasure boxes. I know I only have 4 more worships to share any final thoughts that I missed in that time. Just small tidbits to maybe top off your boxes. Now, while my former president emphasized the first part of the scripture, it is the second half that keeps coming back to me. We kicked off back in August, started the school year, coming off those Summer Olympics. And we had Usain Bolt, this amazing sprinter from Jamaica, whose feet hardly look like they touch the ground as he's sprinting. But many of you may not have realized there is this amazing story in the USA team, 4x100 relay, passing the baton at the greatest speed. They didn't always look like the champions they were in 2012. In 2008, they looked like this. Oops. In 2005, World Championship, they looked like this. Ouch. I don't know so much about running, but I do know you are not supposed to drop the baton. But dropping the baton is a reality. And when it happens just once, sometimes we can't get over the mental part of it and we continue to drop. We let it hold us back and we let it contain us. We let the fear rule. It stops us from moving forward. But when we conquer that, we know that it can look like this. Keep on keeping on. Moving forward, we can allow our future that God has designed for us. If we allow fear to rule, we have the unknown holding us back. With God, all things are possible. As Paul wrote his final words to Timothy, he summed up what he was able to do. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith. With those same words, Paul is passing the baton to Timothy. I have worked alongside you. I have prayed alongside you. And now it is up to you to take all I have shared and given and run with it. We will all leave this place at some point. That is the beauty and beast of campus ministry. I am sure your parents hope that it's sooner. You might hope that it is later. My question for you is, what direction will you run? What will you do with your time and talents while you are here? Where will your baton land as it is passed? Over the next 3 weeks, I have my three things to tell you. My final tidbits for your treasure box as we learn and share and have this moment as I pass the baton on. Let us ask ourselves, what will we do with it? How will our race be run? Amen.